Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Game week. Cancelo culture has gone too far this time. Pep Roulette got out of hand, and now he's been chucked out of the casino. One time must have, Cancelo has gone. Dan, I know you're gutted about this. Welcome back to Game Week, by the way. I'm Matt Dyson, Dan Pryor's over there. Dan,
hello.
Cancelo, you've always had a soft spot for him, haven't you? And it just things started to go awry this season. He was always being rotated and left on the bench.
Yeah, what a great player. He was in my team before with this World Cup wild card. That's how I got rid of him. I've been sort of stuck, sort of going, oh God, I need to get him shifted, but too many other things to do. But what a great player he was on FPL.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I assume he's not coming back, so yeah.
No, there seems to be some sort of massive falling out that's happened there, hasn't there? But I mean, yeah, no, he was a great, reliable, essential for like the past two seasons before this one, really.
Wasn't Did it? You ever have
he
him?
He was in everyone's team. Everyone had Cancelo prior. Come on, mate. You're not like a trailblazer just because you're
I was. I had him first. Yeah,
check the history books. You weren't really. You might have had him first out of the two of us, but I don't think the wider FPL community. I've seen talk in the wider FPL community about who will now be taking Cancelo's permanent place. And there's talk of that youngster. It might be a good time to get into Rico Lewis, 3.9. But I don't think he doesn't seem to start regularly for Man City, does he?
Well, he's cheap, isn't he? But yeah, he started
very cheap,
very sporadically.
If he's going to come in now and fill that hole, that Cancelo hole, it could be a great time to get on him.
Yeah, I mean, if he's going to fill Cancelo's hole, he's going to need to start getting some goals and assists, which he hasn't done yet.
Yeah, exactly. I've not seen much to get excited about so far. I suppose their defence just aren't that much in form at all, really, are they, at the moment? They're not clean. It's not clean sheet central for City this season, certainly.
No, I've got half an eye on Aki after his sort of cup exploits.
He could return to the levels we saw when he was at Bournemouth. He could be worth a punt. But I don't know, when they've got the double on the horizon, of course, haven't they? 23 is the Man City double, which is going to be a big one, obviously. But, we blew our triple captain in the last Man City double, didn't we? So,
We blew it. He scored.
But, you know, it could have been so much better. When you look at his season as a whole, there were two of his... You know, one of them was one of his worst performances. So, and he doesn't have bad performances that often. So I feel like it was unlucky, that triple captain timing, certainly.
Yeah. I feel bad about the Cancelo things. It just feels like the end of an era a little bit. I don't know if I'm speaking too soon, but that whole Cancelo, Trent Alexander-Arnold, Robertson era, sort of Gloria. Yeah. I know now everyone's got to have Trippier. But apart from that, it's not really a... a wing backy.
No, I suppose Shaw's been quite a popular wing backy.
He's way down though. Look at him; he's about 80 points off Trippier.
Yeah, yeah, so, that's true.
I don't know. Like in the old days, that was it. You had to have two or three of those guys, and now it's all over.
It's all over. Sad to see what's happening with these old wing back dinosaurs. Their careers over at such tender ages. I mean, I just can't believe what's happened to Trent. He's just sunk like a stone, hasn't he? It's just horrible to watch at the moment. But I mean, if you look at the top scoring defenders, is just Newcastle and Arsenal. Isn't it? That's
Manu a little bit.
Man United a little bit.
Have you got much set up for this Man U Leeds double, which only got confirmed in it after that FA Cup?
It seems to have been on the thing for a while, but finally it's confirmed. I mean, we don't need to discuss the League Cup semi-finals at all, but I've just literally just come on to look at my team because I was like, oh yeah, I've got Rashford, I've got De Gea, and then I had a couple of Leeds options. Yeah, I've had Rashford for a few weeks now.
Oh, okay. Because I remember you were annoyed.
Strouk's injured, and then I look at my team now. I was like, Rodrigo was sitting there. I was like, oh yes, this is a nice little double for him to pop up. Midfielder playing up front, Forest away, then Man United big grudge match with Leeds, and he is gone. He's out.
Yeah,
he's having an ankle operation. He's out for bloody ages.
You jinx.
I can't believe it. No, I have had him for a few weeks with half an eye on this Leeds double as well. And I was going to get rid of De Bruyne and bring in Fernandes.
Which I've done, yeah. That's an obvious move. And then change him back again next
week.
Yeah,
but I'm not, because now I've got to get rid of Rodrigo. And I tried to do that because I had a bit of cash in the bank, the cash in the attic, but because I got Nketiah in. Because Arsenal have got that double coming up as well, but I just tried to do Rodrigo to Fernandes, and I'm 0.1 million out.
All season you slack me for going on about the finances and 0.1 here and there, and this is what happens. Now you got to go, that's right, horrible. Do I spend the four? Because is Fernandes at home to Leeds and Palace? I mean, he's vice captain or captain, Rashford, isn't it? You got to toss a coin.
But maybe I don't. Maybe I don't do that. Maybe I think of someone cheaper like Casemiro. You know, I mean, that would be the differential choice, wouldn't it? You know, some assists.
And you'd be keeping De Bruyne another week. Now. Is that right?
Yes. But then they are away at Tottenham. So, you know, it's not necessarily a nightmare, but De Bruyne is... He's another fallen giant, isn't he, really? I mean, he's just getting the odd assist here and there, and that's about it. For the past 10 games or something, it's ridiculous how bad he's gone.
He's going to be back in that double, I suspect, unless he gets injured. I've got my eye on that Nketiah transfer as well, but I'm just going to have to leave it till later for the double. So I've got just a free Man U this week. Oh, the obvious ones everyone will have, which is Shaw, Rashford, who I already had. And then Fernandes, who I don't think you can ignore, especially at the expense of... That's the good thing about having someone like De Bruyne, because then you can go, right, I'll have him in, I'll have Salah in. You can switch them all pretty easily. Yeah, I like to have big money. Same with Kane.
I mean, I might actually just do the De Bruyne to Fernandes, keep Rodrigo on the bench. I mean, that might be a sensible... I just don't know if Fernandes looks like he's in the form of his life. You know, I mean, he's looked better in the past at Man United.
6-6-9-10-5.
Yeah, what's that, your phone number? Dan's landline number.
Yeah, it's like
that's station. Pretty good. But like, remember when he first came to Man United, he was like scoring like braces left, right and centre.
Yeah, but that was when Ronaldo came in and sort of ruined it a bit, didn't he? So
yeah, he did. Yeah, so he's not quite at that level. But yeah, I mean, he does seem like a must-have. And I feel like I might just get Shaw in instead, but everyone's got Shaw. I don't really see there's many other Man United defenders I'm that into, really.
And then,
a no-no, I think.
I guess we'll talk about a bit more, but next week. But then, of course, there's this the Arsenal City game coming up as well. In which case, I've only got three now because of the transfers I've made of players from there. I mean, I'll probably get, getting Nketiah, and I'll probably have to spend. I mean, I'll be spending 4 points next week.
Yeah,
I was just going to say, I feel very good. I mean, I think you're in the same camp that I've got a free hit and a wild card still to play because the doubles and blanks that are coming up. Brighton alone, I keep hearing this stuff about Brighton, they're going to have about three doubles and three blanks in the next sort of 8 weeks.
Really? Wow. Yeah. I'm just seeing like wild speculation about blanks, and I never know. I just want some official confirmation about when these blanks are happening.
Well, we wait for that. It's related to the FA Cup, isn't it? So it's.
Yeah.
We know now, obviously, that Man U and Newcastle are going to blank at some point, which is going to be a.
That's very close, isn't it? That's game week 25. That is a blank for Man United.
Yeah, that's actually on there. That's on there actually.
It's not far away. So that's confirmed as a blank. So you've got to keep an eye on that.
And that's them and the teams they were playing as well. So that's gonna be rough for me.
Exactly. So it might be free hit time, but. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it's the best time to play your free hit. I haven't sorted out my final season run-in strategy, but I mean, the season I'm having, I don't think it really bloody matters when I drop these things. So you were a good 100 points ahead of me, I think, prior.
At least.
Yeah, I know. It was just under 100 a couple of weeks ago, and I thought, he's catchable. But now, I don't know.
133, just for any listeners that are...
133 points. I mean, like, this Rodrigo injury really just sums up my season yet again.
What did you get this week anyway?
I did all right in the last one. It was like 75.
Yeah, I was 75. Average 65.
Captain Haaland.
Captain obvious. Mitchell Wilson did nothing. Next season, you're not going to get Haaland in?
No. I'm going to stick with Captain Obvious for a while now. I can't take these stands all the time. It's exhausting, and it affects my score. But yeah, Rashford, De Bruyne, Trippier, Cher as well. Gone down your little double Newcastle defender line. It seems to be a.
I've got a triple, haven't I? But I keep not having the bottle.
You've got
three of them for a while now. Yeah.
Three Newcastle defenders.
Trippier, Botman, and Byrne. But I've not had the nerve any week to play them since I've had them, all three of them. It's been too nerve-wracking. Last week, Burn was on my bench with 9, and this week he's on my bench with 6. It's been quite frustrating.
Sounds like that Boggarton, Bunsen, Bean. Was that a children's book? Do you know it, Pryor?
It rings a vague bell, but honestly, there's so many cobwebs with that. It's
Fantastic Mr. Fox. Fantastic Mr. Fox, that was it. Your old doll. Yeah, nice. Well, you maybe you could make a little jingle about that, your Newcastle defenders. I'm imagining you're not going to.
No, they let in a goal the other day as well, so there's a worry there now.
Very rare. What did you get on the last game? It seems ages ago.
75 points as well.
Really? And, oh, wow.
And then we've had the transfer window since that's just shut. A lot of business done there.
A lot of business. Who you got your eye on? I mean, some lovely business for Forest yet again. But, I mean, we're just throwing caution to the wind now.
We got this keeper. Did you get that keeper, Navas?
Yes. Yeah. We've got Navas, Champions League winner. That's amazing. He is. I mean, that's big. I don't know how great he is now. He's getting on a bit. But, we've got like 4 Brazilians in our team now. Quite a lot of injuries, though, at the moment, to be fair. But, so we're just throwing money at the problem.
He doesn't seem to be an FPL.
He's not. Shelby's in there though, but Shelby's got a calf injury, so he's signing for us injured, which is great. But I think Shelby could be amazing. Kind of, I love John Joe. He's great. I mean, he has been great on and off. He's a bit patchy form he's had. He's scored some lovely goals over the years. Dan, come on. I think Newcastle fans were sad to see him go.
I don't think they were. That Voldemort-looking geezer. What's he got? 2 goals last season, a goal the year before that. He's got about 8 seasons where he's only scored 1 goal. 2 goals, yes, 3 goals.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, he's not been a regular starter in Newcastle.
You just like him for his spirit. Is that what it is?
I just love the look. Yeah, just love the look of the guy. He's shown flashes of brilliance in the past. I think he scored a goal from the halfway line at one point, didn't I seem to recall, years ago. Anyway, look, it's a good squad player, mate. Good squad player. I'm a bit disappointed with Chris Wood so far. He's not really hit the ground running at Forest, which I was hoping he might do. But,
One exciting signing is Pedro Porro for Spurs, that signing that took forever to get done. He's the top assister in the Portuguese league.
Ah, nice.
£5 million wing back.
Worth a little watch list shout, you think, Pryor?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I mean, he's cheaper than Perisic.
Oh, yeah, because you've sent... So he's another wing-back. I mean, just when you thought Spurs couldn't get any more wing-backs. Doherty's gone out. Doherty's gone out alone.
No,
he's gone out
not
to Belgium.
He got released.
He's been sold. Has he actually been sold?
No, he's been sold. He got released. They cancelled his contract.
Why?
Well, the story the tales are that we loaned so many players out, we couldn't loan any more out. We had 10 out on loan or something, and so they had to just have a chat with one of them and cancel their contracts. And he agreed to cancel it. So he's gone to the Atletico for 6 months on a free. But he's another one we shouldn't forget at Wolves. He had a cracking season 1 year, and he was another must-have wing back.
He was. He was amazing. I can't believe the way he's been treated by Tottenham Hotspur.
He's not been
that's a
good,
waste.
Yeah.
What a waste. And Jed Spencer's gone on loan then, hasn't he? I know one of them's gone on loan.
Terrend,
he's not had a look in. He's not had a look in. Unbelievable. What a waste of talent in this Spurs squad.
And then there's Dan Juma, who was meant to go to Everton, who popped up with a goal on his debut in the Cup.
And then Chelsea's been splashing the cash.
Yeah, Chelsea, we've got about 20 minutes to go through their signings. It's hard to keep track of it. Well, I only actually had Felix and a couple others on my
signing
list.
Is that Mudrake.
Yeah.
Mandrake the magician. Sounds like he's a bit racist.
Is he a bit racist?
Which is great. Yeah, it's a bit racist, mate. Front page news, he is.
Oh, I haven't seen that, but I like that you called him Mandrake the Magician. That's a nice Defenders of the Earth
master
reference.
Of magic spells and illusion. Mudrake. Yeah.
Brilliant.
He looks quite good, though, when I saw him come on for his debut. He looks pretty exciting.
Yeah, he did look good, yeah. There's also a story about João Felix and this Pedro Porro that you might want to look into in your own time because it's not really podcast-friendly. But
wow, what have they been up to?
Supposedly a bit of spouse interference with one and the other. So,
I mean, is that legally sound, what you just said?
I think that was sketchy enough.
Spouse interference? Spousal interference? I mean,
that could be anything. That could be an interesting go, excuse me. Oh, hang on. I was trying to get those... broccoli out the freezer.
Your wife keeps interfering. She's such a busybody. But okay. Well, at least we can call this episode Spousal Interference, can't we? That's nice. Nice name.
Brilliant.
This podcast. And Conor Gallagher was supposed to be going out. I thought if he went to Everton, I would quite fancy a bit of that action.
And would you go and make that move? Go from Champions League.
Yeah, I can understand why he wouldn't want to do it. He wants to play first team football.
No offence to Everton fans, but I think even an Everton fan would question their sanity making that move.
We've got to look at Everton with fresh eyes now. Once Daichi gets in there, the worm eater, it's great to see him back. He's going to sort things out. He's going to turn them around, isn't he? That's what he does.
Hey, I'll tell you another good signing you might want to make, seeing as you're being clever about Casemiro. What about Sabitzer?
Oh.
For United, coming in for the Eriksen injury.
Ah, yes. Good.
Only
point.
£5 million.
Yeah, because of that. Right. Now you're talking my language, Pryor. Yes.
Sancho's back now as well, isn't he?
Yeah, Sanchez, but it's just their strikers. I mean, I wanted to put one of their strikers in, but not
Veikkost.
Veikkost isn't prolific, is he? Did
Martial
score last night? I don't really fancy
Martial. Have you once twice side by that time you catch?
I've had Veikkost for a double last season, and I remember being massively deserved, or the season before. But look, I mean, this is if Veikkost can't score against Crystal Palace at home and Leeds at home, what's the point of him? It's just he's not going to score loads. But then he had an amazing World Cup, didn't he?
He's one of them you throw into the mix. He's like a less cultured. I can't remember his name now. God, that's tragic. That we had Spurs at that fellow we got off Swansea. You just lob him up there. 6'5", throws some elbows and wins a ball and scores the odd goal.
Michu?
Steven Lorente as well.
Yeah, I think he might have been, He was quite good, wasn't he?
Yeah, great.
But there's no Man United strikers. I mean, they're doing so well this season, and yet they've not really got good strikers at all, have they? So, I think I might go for the the differential Casemiro, because at least he definitely starts every game, don't they? It's like their main.
Well, unless he's suspended, which he was the other day, but then that's been dealt with now. Right.
Well, he just doesn't really. He's not really prolific on the point scoring, is he? But
yeah. No. That's where I'm at the moment, and I'll keep an eye on these new signings, especially those Chelsea ones. I'm curious to see what sort of game time they all get. You know, they've done another sort of Pep roulette. It's going to be.
I think everyone's already got three Arsenal players for the double with them, haven't they? Really, I just think Martinelli is like not, because I've had him since the start of the season, as a lot of people have, and he's being left behind a bit now by Odegaard and Saka, isn't he?
I think
and
the way
you've got Trossard in the mix as well, haven't you?
Exactly. So like, yeah, I think that's their worry now that Trossard's there as well, so he might not play 90 minutes.
Even Smith Rowe is back from injury. I saw his face popping up on the bench the other day, but I don't think he can get a look in anymore.
It seems tricky.
And then
they
got Jorginho.
Not have Odegaard. Yeah. Well, yes, he pops exactly. up with some pens. Yeah.
Well, yeah, if they put him on pens, I think Odegaard seems to be the way to go in that Arsenal midfield at 6.9, doesn't he? Although Saka is still pretty.
Saka's pretty reliable. Just more expensive, so yeah.
Yeah,
but it's hard to plan too much outside of that, really, isn't it? It feels like this is going to be one of those situations where you're just having to react to where the doubles are announced all the time.
Yeah,
there's Brighton players that would be good to have, like Mitoma.
Yeah, God, they are so hot right now, so hot right now. I very nearly bought that young striker of theirs, but
he's injured, a little injury now, a little knock. Ferguson.
But what a start to his career! He looked pretty good, didn't he?
Yeah.
Looks pretty tasty.
Look at Mitoma, 7, 8, 6, 10.
Mitoma's just.
I think his price is skyrocketing. It's gone up 0.2 in the last couple of weeks.
Solly March is having a good season for them as well. It's like there's rich pickings in that.
But he's one of the ones with blank 25.
They're blanking in 25, exactly.
They've got three fixtures to be rearranged, so there's going to be some.
So there's double
big money
time
on them. Yeah,
double time is coming our way. So we've just got to take each double as it comes. Pretty much, that's where we're at the moment in the season, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to stick with Callum Wilson for one more week. He's so annoying this season.
So not right now.
Can't seem to score. They just can't seem to score, but. They're defensively incredibly sound, so I've got to make a couple of things to think about, you know. But what about you? Who are you going to captain? Rashford? I'm captaining Rashford with a double.
I'm almost certainly Rashford. I sort of thought about Fernandes because I think he'll be on penalties, but
yeah.
I just think Rashford's form is too hard to ignore. It's just safety.
Yeah.
And if Fernandes pops up, I think most people will captain Rashford, except for the odd clever clogs who's like maybe 20, 30 points behind the top. But
yeah,
I don't need to take that risk. And there's going to be other games coming up that maybe I'll be riskier with. So yeah. And I think because Shaw's got a double, I'll only be playing two of the three Newcastle defenders, even though they're at home to misfire in West Ham.
Yes. Yeah. And you think. Well, West Ham, who did they sign? They signed someone, didn't they? They kept hold of Antonio. I thought it looked like he was going to go at one point. I was like, that would be a rash move for the Hammers. But
West Ham supporting Chalmers.
So it's Ings, isn't it? They've got Ings. I keep forgetting that they got Ings, but he's out injured. He's gone there and got injured straight away because he's Mr. Claret and Blue, isn't he? He's played for every team in Claret and Blue except for Scunthorpe, Danny Ings.
I remember seeing him say that it saved his dad a fortune on scarves.
Yes, it's a very good idea, yeah. It's a shame that he's not with Mings anymore because that was particularly nice when it was assist Mings, goal Ings, wasn't it? But we won't see that again for some time yet.
Very sad.
But, you know, very sad. But there we go, Dan. Let's leave it there, shall we, and let's go into the double. I'm thinking either Casemiro or Shaw, but Shaw's too obvious and everyone's got him, so...
You've got to be trying to be clever in the league.
I don't think there's a clever move in the Man United defence, though, really, is there? Who's going to pop up with goals in that defence? I don't think anyone is. No, I'm certainly not going to get Wan-Bissaka. And did Harry Maguire go out on loan in the end? I think
he's still there.
I think he's still there, is he?
Yeah. Are you in any cups still, by the way? I've been knocked out of all these cups, but I'm in a Sky Sports League, and I've gone through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 rounds of it now, which feels quite exciting.
Oh, wow. Yeah. No, I was in the main cup. I was doing pretty well, but I'm now out in the overall cup.
Yeah, I'm out of a Spurs Cup, an England Cup, and an overall cup. I'm clinging to whatever I can.
But yeah, I've made it 5 games in. 5 games in is a good run for me in any cup competition, you know. But
yeah,
I need to focus on surviving in the league, mate.
Fair enough. Speaking of the league, should probably touch on the game week league.
Yes, we really should. Yeah, who's where?
Well, where is Toon Barmy? Phil Simmons, who's top. He got 103 points this week, so he's jumped ahead of Obi-Wan Kenobi, Neil, Gary Dredge. Yeah, Phil Simmons is, I presume, a Newcastle fan, yeah. Raya's been raining points, hasn't he, Raya? It's been annoying me. His fixtures are not Brentford amazing, and he's got a blank, but his fixtures been, his performance has been
he's really another blank in 25. I love it how we're finding out these blanks as we go, instead of telling everyone who's blanking in 25.
It's impossible.
We've got Brighton, Man United, Brentford. And one other. But, I mean, you have to look out for yourself. And remember, it may be a fantasy, but it's f***ing serious.
Game week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.